Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 29 of Ephesians chapter 4. Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but if there is any good word for edification, according to the need of the moment, say that, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
Words are powerful. They can either tear down or build up. As we heard in yesterday's devotion, harsh remarks can cause a destructive chain reaction, like the damage a lit match could do to a forest. In contrast, kind comments feel like a light summer rain that brings relief from the day's heat. We should always be careful about what we say. Scripture clearly condemns gossip, deception, complaining, slander, angry outbursts, foul language, and vulgar joking. Yet the goal isn't simply to avoid all bad speech. It's to speak truth in an uplifting manner. After all, even correction can be delivered in a way that's encouraging. Sometimes the problem is not so much what we say, but how we say it. Oftentimes, our tone of voice and body language convey much more than our words do. Nonverbal signals can reveal impatience, resentment, anger, malice, and bitterness, all of which tear others down. But wordless signals can instead edify by showing love, compassion, appreciation, and gratitude. In terms of godly behavior, we all fall short of perfection. But if those of us who are believers saturate our minds with God's Word, He'll transform our heart, attitudes, and speech. And when our words are gracious, others are blessed, and God is glorified.